Jamaica.
Jamaica. Okay, what part?
Yeah. I'm Clarendon. Elizabeth? No, Clarendon.
Okay, okay. So, do you live a healthy lifestyle?
Nah, not really. I'm trying to.
Okay. That's good. That's okay. You recognize some things you could do better. So, I'm sure you're going to get those things done. Like I said, you know, I just wanted to have a podcast just to speak to people about what's on their minds and what really matters to them. So the question I'm asking everyone is, what's important to you?
What's important to me is that health is important to me, but because of where I'm at or because of financial problems, maybe sometimes
my parents cannot afford to, you know, buy fruits and vegetables, but I get and what other thing is important to me is exercise. I'm trying to get the more exercise. Exercise is my routine, my day-to-day plans.
Sorry, it's windy where I'm at. I'm outside.
Yeah.
I came to the bottom of it. It probably is going to be as windy as soon as I turn this corner. Sorry about that. But I'm listening to you. You have a beautiful story. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. You have a beautiful story. And I think myself, I can relate what you need to do to be better. And then actually living that lifestyle, actually connecting to those healthy items and kind of applying them to your everyday life. So it sounds like that's the goal that you have for yourself, is to live that healthy lifestyle. You've identified the exercise as a step in that direction. What do you think is next?
I think a healthier diet and a better mindset.
So is it more expensive food or is it better quality food?
It's better quality and kind of expensive.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone out and I've shocked myself on the money that I thought I'd be spending. But getting these items changes everything. It changes the way that you prepare your food items, changes the way you store them, changes how often you eat them. And obviously it changes its content. So making that first step and maybe getting some household appliances, utensils, goods to make your dream come true. Believe. Chase that lifestyle. Protect that lifestyle with everything that you have in you. I mean, I know you've got a lot of aspirations. Obviously, you don't want to be fit, healthy, and well-preserved for mediocrity. You want to get connected to greatness. You want inside of you the power that you're using to drive your everyday. And you got that. You're motivated.
But, yeah, I know I'm motivated, but sometimes, you know, laziness can kick in, so that's a challenge sometimes.
Yeah, it is for all of us. Why do you think you let it win with you?
Can you repeat?
I think we all battle laziness, absent-mindedness, lack of motivation, but with you, why do you think that you let it beat you? Why do you let that laziness win?
Sometimes I don't know, because maybe it's just the voice in my head that keeps saying, you will not, it doesn't matter what you do, you still need to be where you are. I think that's it.
You said something really important. You feel like there's circumstances or destiny and fate keeping you in a certain position and not prospering you.
Yes.
Eliminate that. That's gone. You're connecting to your higher opportunity. You're living that life right now. If you live that life right now, if you take ownership and accountability, that's going to be your destiny. That's your life.
Yes, I get that.
You can do that. And I mean, with your other goals, they're so far beyond that, that these can become your trophies, not your motivation, your accolades.
I know that, but applying it to me, 26 times.
Yeah.
And some push.
Eventually, you're going to buy in and you're going to believe as much as I believe, but I want to get back to kind of our topic here. And what do you think we can do to be healthier beyond our, eating healthier? You said exercise. What kind of exercise can you incorporate? I'm outside right now. It's not anything outside. I don't have these. I'm documenting, so I know that I got done this day, one time, transaction, progress.
I think maybe running is a good idea.
Okay. Where?
Yeah.
You're going to run outside, right?
Yes.
When? Are you going to do that today when we get done with this recording? Are you going to go out and you're going to conquer your destiny with that initial step? Even document it. Maybe that's the challenge. Maybe I should challenge you.
Yeah, that's the challenge. Which challenge exactly?
Say that again.
Which challenge are you talking about?
The challenge that we just created.
Oh yeah.
What'd you say your name was?
Abriana. Abriana.
Okay. I said that's the challenge. We need to tell other people that they need to get rid of their excuses, and they need to document them conquering their destiny. And that's going out, and that's being outside. That's our challenge. I think that we should make everybody go at least 2 miles. You think that's fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
So let's go out and let's make that happen. Do you have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram? What do you use?
I use Instagram.
Instagram. So if you're using Instagram, you need to get this message out to everybody that you know. What's your username on Instagram?
Neokia.
Say it again.
Neo, N-E-O, and there's a hyphen, K-I-A.
Okay. And that's it, Neokia?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. I want you to go out and I want you to challenge someone to do the destiny challenge. And that's just simply getting outside for 2 miles, documenting it, and challenging someone else to do it.
Okay.
That's your idea. But I also want you to tell other people to get on our blog. You remember what that address is? fashionathlete.wordpress.com.
Yes.
Okay, so I want you to go out and I want you to do that for me. I want to be successful in that. How am I going to follow up with you? How am I going to get back in contact?
I can give you my number.
How about you said you have Twitter, right? Or just Instagram?
No, I don't have Twitter. Instagram.
So follow me on Instagram. It's Fashion Athletics. That's my name, Fashion. Yes. athletics.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay. Let's conquer the world, baby girl. Okay. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Bye. Thanks. Bye.
So, in this cardiovascular program, I use hills to burn fat. Going up a hill or an incline, combining that with much needed intensity, yields results. It's a beautiful sunny day. Why not? No excuses. Always committed to the goal. That's how we get results. Back by popular request.